Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Happy Halloween.
Did you bring your trick-or-treat bag?
Mm-mm.
I heard Lissa on KRZ this morning talking about how when she was a kid, she was jealous of all the kids who had pillowcases.
Pillowcases.
Walking around house to house with pillowcases, trick-or-treating, and I was one of those kids who was jealous, and then one day I was like, I'm bringing a pillowcase, and it made it a lot easier. But she said growing up, she never had anything but like a little plastic bucket. And like
But that's what kids wanted.
This is usually when you're
plastic,
older.
Plastic, like a jack-o'-lantern bucket. That's the cool thing.
That's because that's what the parents give them.
But a pillow. I mean, that's a big bag.
I think the older kids realize the grift of Halloween.
Right.
You get yourself hooked up. So they get so I always wanted to be like the older kids, which I think is fairly normal.
The pillowcase.
The pillowcase?
The pillow. I used to call it my pillow. Or we used to have a little one I call it Whip-Hill. Whip-Hill.
I don't know what your go-to costume was. I don't know how much you celebrated. I've had this. I think I've told this to Johnny Lucas before. Come on. If you can come on for 1 second, Johnny.
It takes him a little while.
It does. That's why I'm telling him now. I want to talk to him after 7. I kid, Johnny.
Okay.
Johnny.
Yes.
I've had this vision. I've never seen a picture of you as a child, but I have this vision of you on Halloween. And I envision you as an adult just shrunken down. And
that's
maybe
usually how that works.
Maybe dressed as a cowboy. Did you ever dress up as a cowboy?
I believe so. Yes.
All right. So that's weird. I feel like I'm living your life. But he's one of the few people like I can't picture a lot of people as children. I picture him as a child, but it's like a cartoonish version of just growing up Johnny Lucas as a little boy.
Sure.
And it's adorable.
Yes. I could see you as a clown. Were you a clown?
Me? No.
No. That's
I don't think I ever did a clown.
I don't mean this to be rude. Because what he did was worse. It wasn't, but I feel like if he did clown makeup, he'd look like John Wayne Gacy a little. Do you see that a little bit?
Almost anybody like a guy in clown makeup now.
But they have the dark hair.
Okay, God, man, we've gone off to the dark side.
But that's a scary thing if you think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, you going trick or treating tonight, Nancy?
There were a lot of costumes that you couldn't wear anymore today. But when I was a kid, there was a year that I was Casper the Friendly Ghost. My mother said, that was back when you wore the plastic mask where the eye holes wouldn't line up.
Was it also the era where you doubled down in case they didn't recognize the mask? It said Casper on your chest.
I don't remember that part.
Like it was like a smock.
I know.
That right. was like,
well, you couldn't mistake Casper's face on the mask.
That
but
didn't
it
stop
also
him,
had.
Man.
So my mom said, not only did I have a mask that was ill fitting, but I had the long thing was way too long. So she said she would wait by the mailbox. I would walk up to the door and I kept falling. So I would get to the door. They'd open the door and they'd look down and I'm on the ground getting up. And she said it was happening at every house. I'd try to get up the stairs and I'd fall. And she said, I wasn't hurt, believe me. Mm-hmm. But she said that it was so funny that she almost peed her pants. She remembers me trick-or-treating with her that year. And back then, costumes were dangerous. You couldn't see out of them.
So you and
nobody cared about whether and you could see kids running across the street.
You're a couple years older than I am. And I think your generation had the dangerous costumes and people just were like, it's kind of funny. My generation got the next step of that, which was be careful. And they give you tips, cut the eye holes bigger. Mm-hmm. But they'd also say things like, they'd still show you scary videos like, this is what happens if you can't see out of your costume and you trip and you fall into traffic and you get run over by a bus. Right. And they'd be like, don't let that happen to you. And you're like, oh, I don't want to trick or treat.
The vast majority of our costumes when I was a kid, you just did yourself. So I remember you'd do hobo one year and it really just required
clothes,
you to
right?
have old clothes and like put the black makeup, you know, on your face so you look disheveled. Back then, again, another one that they don't do today, but you'd be like the fortune teller. You'd called it gypsy at that time. Don't do that anymore.
No, yeah.
But it was, you know, you'd have the satin kerchief over your head and the hoop earrings, and you would be like with a crystal ball, and it was just, you know, weird things like that, and we'd do them ourselves. You didn't go buy a $70 or $80 costume.
You know, my daughter this year is going as a woke person. She's going as an unhoused person, and she's expecting everyone to bring her candy. God. And she's good. No. I used to love Halloween so much. And somewhere along the way, it probably was a relationship that I was in that was like, this is stupid. And I got out of it. Mm. I was so, this was my day.
Right.
And I just think over time, people beat you down, life beats you down, and people stop having fun.
Well, I don't know now. It's bigger than ever for older people. So it's almost like the grown-ups have taken it over. So, yes, kids can have some candy at a trunk or treat, and then we're going to party. I have to ask this question, though. I wonder sometimes when I go through these neighborhoods. I live out in no man's land. So when I was driving recently through a neighborhood.
No man's land.
There's no reason for me to decorate. No, I'm on a dirt road. Very few people drive by.
It sounds like where you die in a movie.
It does. But I'm driving through a neighborhood, and there's some scary stuff. Like, you know, those huge Grim Reapers. Huge. When I say huge, we're talking, you know, the huge skeletons, the huge. I have to imagine for some children, it's freaking frightening out there.
5 years ago, that was the case. Those in the burbs where I live.
Yeah.
So many people got those giant skeletons that I think kids are less scared of it anymore. Maybe if they've never seen it before.
Have we desensitized the children?
Oh, I think so. Because some people, there's a couple people who will leave the skeleton up all year. So it's scary right now.
Oh.
But in a couple months, it's going to be dressed as a pilgrim. Or next month it's a pilgrim, and then it's Santa, and then it just keeps getting changed into different costumes. And if it's political season, maybe it wears a shirt for their favorite candidate. So it like normalized the whole thing.
Right. I don't know. I think it's still kind of scary. Probably for some kids, it's like a little over the top. And then I saw a story. It's in the New York Times. It says, have Halloween decorations become too scary? The skeletons are taller. The witches seem to be more lifelike. And the blood and gore is plentiful.
Yeah, I mean, really, it is. Years ago, as a kid, this is before people, it was rare to see a really realistic kind of scary thing. And I remember my friend and I, we were probably like 12, 13. We go to the porch of this house and there's a scarecrow laying there. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we just ignored it. It's what you did. And the husband just goes like, here, have some candy. He goes, what do you think of the scarecrow? And we're like, it looks good. And it was weird. So we're like, what is it? Not real.
Right.
And then he's like, I don't know. Why don't you get close to it? So we went over to it. And like, I guess the idea was that his wife would be and scare us.
Okay. It was a jump scare.
But she never moved. And we're like, she's trying to pretend she's fake. And we're like,
right.
They try to like, I don't know, but we were like poking at her and we're hitting her and we're dropping her leg. And finally she gets up and goes, what the hell? Why? I'm like, that was, I felt like their marriage was going to get, because the husband wouldn't let her. It was the weirdest thing. And people sometimes take it too far, is my point.
Well, that, I think that it does. I do know that when I've gone through some of the places, I go, wow, like when my kids were young, I get it. You go into, well, I don't know, Party City does it anymore, but those Halloween stores, you know you're going to get the jump scares. And there's some kids who just like hide behind you.
That's a good place to desensitize your kids too.
Well,
though.
Yeah, but a kid can go, I don't want to go. But you're walking through your neighborhood and some of these things are pretty graphic and gross. Some of them are. I'm not going to say the majority of them are. Just a few. But I wondered that question when I went through and saw one particularly disturbing one. And when I saw the story in the New York Times, they talked about how neighbors in some developments have lodged complaints.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, you've got, you know, it looks like dead bodies hanging from, you know, rafters. You've got really gory images. As you mentioned, some places they go out of their way to enjoy scaring the kids on trick or treat. There was one place that I know some kids would never go on our, when I used to take my kids, and I didn't care, and my daughter was older then, but you know, younger kids would be like, no, you know, just not going there. But there have been people who've lodged complaints. They talked to a licensed psychologist in New York City specializing in trauma. It bothers me. I think it says something about the character of our culture. What is being prioritized as being the most outrageous. And I think we need some self-imposed restraints on what we put out there because it reflects our thoughtfulness. You know, so
I mean, I think
look, there are some, and they've got pictures here of some, and it's really creepy, scary stuff.
Like, I'm all for mental health treatment and, you know, positive vibes and stuff. I think sometimes, though, it's okay to go, tomorrow's going to be a day. Just be aware, like almost like April Fool's Day.
Right.
Don't be cruel. But if there's a joke, don't ban all jokes because some people can't handle it. But be understanding. If you scare somebody, don't laugh. Right. Go over and be like, I'm so sorry. Because I don't think anyone's out there going, well, I'm going to torture your brain. That's not your
goal. And again, I think the bigger thing is there are just some people. And again, it's not everybody. Mm-hmm. Not to ruin the fun. I love a well-decorated place.
Yeah.
But you have some that look like, you know, the torso is the only thing there. And it looks like blood and guts hanging out. And you've got to wonder at some point, like, is there a line? Is there a line that perhaps it shouldn't be front and center so that other people, you know, especially little kids might be disturbed.
You'd have to Google this on your own. And I want to preface it by saying this may sound really insensitive, and it's not. I think it's actually quite empowering. And it's this trend because of social media where you have people who have had, lost limbs in accidents, or they're born with some sort of disability. Maybe there's like, you know, they don't have legs, and they work it into a scary costume because people don't know. And it is on the costumes people can come up with.
Right.
When they have, it's amazing. It's one of those cool things where they've just taken ownership of their bodies, and I love it. If you Google people with disabilities doing Halloween costumes, it's not a funny thing. It's a, wow, check that out. That's creative. That's cool. It's one of my favorite things to see this time of year.
You know what's scary this morning? If you have YouTube TV, you are missing a bunch of channels from the Walt Disney Company. ABC channels are gone. So that includes, you know, WNEP, of course, in our area. They've been removed as of 11:59 p.m. last night. Yeah. Also missing Disney programming, ABC, as we mentioned, ESPN. It's all because of this whole negotiation on a price. There's, you know, what they have to pay for the product. So in the meantime, if you are a YouTube subscriber and got your live, you know, channels through that, you are affected and you will not have this. Their existing contract expired last night. So YouTube TV said in a post on its Help Center webpage, we will not agree to terms that disadvantage our members while benefiting Disney's own live TV products. In a Thursday statement on its official blog, YouTube argued that Disney is using the threat of a blackout on YouTube TV as a negotiating tactic to force deal terms that would raise prices on our customers. Don't worry, YouTube TV will already raise prices on their own. They can't have any help, though, from, I guess, Disney. So they've been engaged in negotiations. Last month, content was nearly removed from YouTube TV before companies reached an agreement. After a temporary extension preventing shows like Sunday Night Football and America's Got Talent from being pulled. CNBC reported last week Disney was willing to offer YouTube TV a distribution agreement that would give some subscribers access to Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for no extra charge. But YouTube asked for Disney's streaming content to be ingested into YouTube TV, giving customers the ability to view programming on Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus without leaving the platform. Disney rejected that proposal. And they're not planning, I guess, to budge on the request.
One thing to consider, because I wake up and I watch certain ABC shows and whatever, they weren't there. And I was like, oh, I didn't even consider WNEP. But if you have the unlimited DVR, those shows that are recorded that you wanted to watch, my wife and I watched this show. She can remember the name. What's that show we like? Okay. High Potential. It's a crime show. It's just a description now. The recordings we've had are all gone.
You don't have any of them.
So we can't watch anything we've saved. I mean, there are far bigger problems in the world, but this is annoying.
Yeah. And look, there's something else going on. There's also a clash. When YouTube hired former Disney distribution executive Justin Connolly this year, and that has also prompted Disney to file a breach of contract lawsuit. So Connolly is now recused from discussions. So YouTube, the top U.S. media distributor by audience engagement, they've got 13% of TV watch time in July, according to Nielsen. And it's also on track to be the biggest media company by revenue in 2025. So we'll see how the two, if they come to an agreement. Otherwise, you're going to start seeing, I think, people dropping YouTube TV if they can't get the channels and the shows you want. All right, we got big news on the government shutdown front. There have been a couple of stories that behind the scenes, some cracks have been forming in the Senate GOP conference over whether benefits under the SNAP program should be allowed to lapse this weekend. This is something that they've been, very concerned about. And I don't know if you know that overnight, Donald Trump is calling on the Senate and Senate Republicans to scrap the filibuster. Yes, they've had that ability all along. That way, the Republican majority can bypass the Democrats entirely, which is what they've done anyway throughout this whole process, and reopen the federal government. And when I saw that news this morning from Donald Trump, I thought they're concerned that their own party is going to fold on this thing. And he's, I believe, going, hey, let's just do this because they know the blowback on them. Now, they can reopen the government. It doesn't stop the real problem, which is your people who get their health insurance on the markets with those subsidies gone. It doesn't help them. There's no, right. Will they, as they've said, oh, well, we'll work on that afterwards. Anyway, the president called on the Senate. Here's what he posted on Truth Social overnight. The choice is clear. Initiate the nuclear option. Get rid of the filibuster. He put that up on Truth Social. The filibuster is that tactic in the Senate to delay or block votes on legislation by keeping the debate running. And it requires 60 votes in a full Senate to overcome the filibuster. So some of the people who do not want this move, especially Republicans in control now, say they don't want to do that because then if and when Democrats are in control, they right. don't need to work with them. Well, hello. God, have you been sleeping? You guys have not even asked for any input from Democrats.
I agree with their fear. It's a real fear and they should probably not do it for that reason. But no one's talking to anybody anyway. That's the bigger problem. Mm-hmm. So might as well just go all in.
So he's telling them to do that. Will they do that? Because on the other hand, if they open up the government again, then Speaker Mike Johnson can't stand there and try to stop a woman who has been elected, waiting to be sworn in. Her own citizens in that district have absolutely no representation, yet being taxed, the whole taxation without representation. They're suing, by the way, to get her sworn in somehow. But the Epstein file vote awaits. So if they open up the government, should they, we're asking you folks, should they end the filibuster? get rid of it so they can, you know, initiate what they call the nuclear option and open everything up. And again, that still doesn't solve a pretty big problem for people in this country with the huge increases coming on the health insurance marketplaces. So then they'd also, after all this talk of, we'll work on it afterwards. Will they work on it afterwards? Do they really have a solution here?
If they do the nuclear option, I think they'll say no. They didn't want to talk to us, and they'll point the fingers, whether it's right or wrong. I think that's what'll happen. I think if I'm Democrats today, I go, look, before you do the nuclear option, you want to reopen for 30 days? Let's do it, and let's knock this out. If we don't get something done in 30 days, though, we're going to be back where we started. We got to work together, and that's, you know, the ball's in your court to meet us halfway.
Do the nuclear option. I say go ahead. I think it's sad that the two sides can't work together and haven't. And but in the past, even if the Republicans are in the minority, they've been able to work. You know, when it's a Democrat president with both, where you don't have long extended, you know, shutdowns. Here's the thing: if they, get rid of the nuclear, get rid of the filibuster, they will own all the crap that's going to happen. If they don't, if they choose to do nothing about the health insurance prices, they're going to get huge blowback on that. So if they want to do that and open it up and not work on the problem, they will then own the problem. Democrats have made it very clear that that was the main issue standing in the way of approving a budget which would saddle Americans with those increases. I think it's pretty clear where they stand. So they can go ahead and do the nuclear option, but they better work on something about that insurance, or they're going to absolutely own the huge increases that are coming. Isn't it fun when Halloween, especially as an adult, is on a Friday? But it's good for the kids, too. They can get their sugar high at night and not have to worry about getting up early.
My daughter tried to strategize with us last night. She goes, so I was thinking we should start to make sure we get the most out of it. Let's start at like 4:30 or 5. I'm like, I mean, people won't be home from work at that point. Can we wait a little bit? It won't be dark.
Are they actually doing door to door in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part. Well, yes, they have in the past. We've questioned how many people
participate.
Right. There's there's football games. There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening in the area tonight. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, with the cost of candy, too, I wonder if it's going to cut down on the number of people.
It's expensive. Candy's pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's more expensive than I remember it.
I had to go pick up a medicine for my mother at the store yesterday. I saw like a bunch of people, a drugstore, with handfuls of candy. And I loved it. It said, buy one, get one for $1. I'm like, whoa. And then I looked and the candy is like seven something a pack. And I'm like, whoa, things are pretty expensive. All right. Let's get into some local news. We've been talking about a number of things. There were residents coming out yesterday for a Lackawanna County budget hearing where at least it looks like there was no infighting like we had seen.
We're all growing up.
Because the commissioners are there.
Yeah.
But they, were talking about, and even the commissioner candidates in the special election were there. And they were talking about, do we put a pause or try to put a pause? It's not as simple as the commissioners voting to pause. It's not that simple. It would be something that would possibly, it would be challenged because there's a court order in this thing. Could cost money, right, as you argue and go through this. What I found interesting, though, is that the newly minted commissioner, Brenda Sacco, doesn't have an opinion on what to do. So
publicly, at least, right?
No. And look, this is something that has been talked about for some time. Yes, she's been waiting to get into this position for some time. But she said the reassessment is necessary, as all of the parties have. They all understand that it's been way too long. But whether she would back a legal effort to delay it remains to be seen. I'm looking at the Scranton Times Tribune story. Sacco said Wednesday she wants to assess the situation after the reassessment appeals process concludes on Friday. So I'm a little surprised, only because I would think after all this time,
Yeah.
You would have an idea as to what you'd want to do. We do know, Chris Shermack has said he would like to look at delaying the implementation for a little while. We know Bill Gaughan does not. He thinks that, it's got to go forward. There's still appeals processes that can be done next year. Chet Murley, who is the Republican running, would like to see it paused if possible as well. Michael Cappellini, the independent candidate, he thinks that it needs to go forward. He, said there's imperfection about it, but there is a process. Who am I forgetting here? Tom Welby, who is the Democrat running. And he also thinks that they should look at possibly delaying implementation as well. So there were people there who think it should be delayed, talking the public. There are also people there who said it's not fair to the people who have been carrying the burden and paying more. So it'll be interesting to see where this thing falls and how things move forward. Because even if you try to delay it, it doesn't mean you'd be successful. So
prices go, with prices on food so high. And I just heard a story about people aren't getting their cars repaired because it's so expensive right now. There's a lot of all these extra costs that are higher than usual. It would be, the best case scenario would be you get your bill in January and you're like, oh, I dropped a couple hundred dollars a month or whatever.
Right.
A lot of us, myself included, I just don't know how much it's going to go up.
Yeah, remember, they're not raising rates overall from everybody. It's just what they say is more equitable. So while you may go, hey, it's tough out here. What if people have to pay more? Yeah, well, what if people that are paying more should be paying less? So we'll see where this thing falls. But they discussed it, but no decision was made on that. Penn State Nittany Lions football back on the field after a bye week against they're number one, right? Ohio State.
Yeah
and then we got to play.
There's always a chance.
You never know.
Maybe for Halloween, we'll dress up as a different team.
You never know. I mean, I think 9 out of the last 10 games against them, we've lost. It could happen, though. Look, I heard this is the last game against them on the schedule for the next few years. We will not be playing them again.
Yeah, when they expanded the Big Ten, certain teams, we have not played Michigan for the past couple of years, I don't believe.
Right.
And then Ohio State goes off the schedule for a while. On one hand, it'll make it more special when they get to beat us in 5 years again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird. Some of these games people look forward to every year.
I know. Right.
They're gone.
I'm hopeful.
Weird.
I would love to see. Look, to be honest with you, it would be great if they could win as a fan that I am. But I'm just hoping to see improvement. That would be good. People are like, how about an actual vertical pass, down the field?
Yeah.
That would be an improvement. Anyway, we will have the game for you. Pre-game starts 10:30 tomorrow morning, 12 o'clock the kickoff. There's a lot of funny stuff online, too, where even the Ohio State fans, some of them not happy with the whole blackout thing that they're doing. They're doing a blackout where you have to wear black clothing.
Right.
And they're like, why aren't the players in black? The players are not. And they're like, isn't it weird to do a blackout in the day? And then they go, our colors are gray and red. So why are we doing a blackout? So that it requires people to have, clothing colors that they don't normally have.
The whiteout is tough sometimes because if you look closely, there's a guy in a green jacket.
Right.
I feel like it's even worse if everyone's in black and you wear a white t-shirt.
Yeah.
You really stand out.
Oh, sure. So that's what I will also be looking at the crowd to see how many participated in the blackout.
What I desperately want a college team to do is do a green out, because then people could take the video and do green screen stuff and change the fans into animals and have a lot of fun. I'm desperately waiting for that.
All right. And by the way, it was a comeback win for Penn State men's hockey last night. I was actually listening online a little bit about this. They were down 2-0 that first. I think it was by almost the halfway through the point of the game. They came back to win 3-2 against Ohio State. Hey, there are a lot of deals going on if you like crappy food. I mean, delicious food, but not good for your food. How about that?
There's no big sales on carrots.
No, you're not going to find any sales on carrots, but
cucumbers are on.
I can run down some of the big deals going on.
I think people could definitely use that right now.
Chipotle has the burrito tradition. If you're a rewards member, go to a restaurant in costume from 3 p.m. to close. A $6 entree offer. There you go. Also, Applebee's. You can get, if you're going to order online, free boneless wings appetizers today. Use the code SCARY25. Also, if you're going with your family, maybe for a spot to eat before, after trick-or-treating, kids eat free at Applebee's on Halloween.
No, because you know what kids love more than trick-or-treating? Applebee's.
Food.
I think my kids might like that.
It's a good one. All right. Yeah. Also, Burger King, you can get, if you're a Burger King member, a $5 Jack-O-Lantern Whopper. I don't know what all that is, but
it's a Whopper.
Yeah, that's something, huh?
Yeah.
Dave and Buster's, we have one in the area.
Yeah, right in Montage.
How about this? They have two different unique experiences. Dave and Booster's Halloween.
My all right.
You can get the Boo Bash, $14.99. That includes 3 hours of unlimited gameplay, 15% off food and non-alcoholic beverages, Halloween crafts and themed activities. There are costume contests with prizes and a souvenir cup for the first 100 ticket purchasers. So take the kids out there and have
Dave
fun.
And Boosters,
they have also this midnight mixer that goes on as well. And it's a bunch of other stuff. What else we got here? I'm going to look down the list.
Burger King didn't go Booger King. Oh, you can't say
Booger. It's a booger.
That wouldn't work. No.
Yeah, that would be
Taco Bell come out and say, look, the food isn't great for you, but you know what? It tastes delicious. But the scary part is open it up and look inside. Ooh.
Today, if you're in your costume, go to Krispy Kreme location. Get a free original glazed or classic ring donut. Free. You don't even have to purchase anything. You got to be in costume.
They always make you kind of jump through that little hoop. On one hand, I'm like, I'm not your circus, you know, animal. I'm going to do tricks for you. But on the other hand, I'm like, free donut.
You know, just bring a hat and like those glasses with the mustache attached. You can just say, it's my costume.
I would think they might give it to you if you just go, my costume is me. I'm guessing, but I don't know.
Yeah. If you would like to, at Moe's Southwest Grill, they have combined Halloween with Dia de los Muertos.
Day of the Dead.
Yes. Buy one, get one entrees. Not just today, but through tomorrow. So there you go. Buy one, get one. It's a good deal.
Waffle House is like, hey, it's Halloween all year round here. Come at 2 in the morning. Trust us.
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to see if there's any.
I keep making fun of these places. I love Taco Bell. I love myself some Waffle House, too. But I'm just,
Whole bunch of deals. Are you guys dressing up at work? There was a time when a lot of people used to do that here.
Did this place have spirit at one point, like Halloween spirit?
Well, we definitely did for years because we would do the Friday Beer Buzz. We'd do the Halloween edition. We would decorate this entire place. We had a smoke machine. We had, because we did video and it was fun. But the year we did the smoke machine and all the alarms went off and the fire department showed up, kind of put a damper on things.
I've heard about this. Someone said this. I don't think it was this year. It might have been last year. They're like, you guys aren't doing anything stupid for Halloween this year. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they're like, oh.
I mean, it was funny because we were in here, John and I. This was when Webster was here. And we have our security cameras. And, you know, we hear beep, beep, beep. And we're like, oh, crap, turn the fog machine off. And then when we looked up, we have the cameras out in the parking lot. And you see the fire truck show up.
Oh,
and
no.
My heart just sank. I mean, we laughed heartily. Yeah. But
what else are you going to do?
But I just knew that this would not just be an email to the staff. It required an evacuation of the building. People all walked out because that's the process. What did we do? Johnny, you were here at the time. Did you stay and man the ship or what did we do?
No, I was working a later shift.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to remember. We couldn't just leave. Yeah. So the producers are essential and they are flammable. If something goes on, you must stay here.
It's like, wait, we're evacuating? We're evacuating. Have you seen Titanic? You know how the captain goes down with the ship?
All right.
That's you. In this scenario, but we think everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, so we didn't do that again. You know, the smoke machine was a critical part of that plan, and don't use the fog machine if you have certain sensors. It threw everything off.
I feel like
we had used it for years before that.
Well, you should have tested it, right? Someone probably said that after the fact. Why do you test it?
Don't ask for permission. Ask for forgiveness.
From the fire department.
You know how that goes.
The last time, I think sometimes when you try to do things at work, it's fun if it goes well. But like sometimes you leave people scared or... I don't know if I've ever shared this story with you, but when I was on the West Coast, I was in Sacramento, and our offices were back up. There's a retaining wall behind the building, and behind that was some housing that didn't have the most savory of people. So we did a Halloween costume contest in the parking lot during the day, and one by one, our employees would walk and show off their costumes.
Right.
And then one costume blew everyone's mind. Like, this is, who is that?
Right.
And then the guy finishes, no one recognized him. He looked like a zombie, like a real life zombie.
Right, right.
And then he finishes walking through the parade and goes, later, and jumps the fence and goes home.
So it wasn't an
employee. He hopped the fence and joined our party, walked through the parade, and then was like, later, and he went home. It was like a real life crackhead in our costume contest.
Oh, God.
To his credit, he won. That's scary stuff. Like when you don't know, like you think about what could have happened.
Yeah.
Nutty stuff.
Someone said that they're not feeling well. They woke up on Halloween and they've got to go to a parade. Do the schools do parades today? Or I know some who did some yesterday as well.
This is the first year my kids... Neither of my kids are doing Halloween parades outside. I guess my daughter said they do one in the school. I'm like, well, that doesn't do anything for me, wanting to see my daughter dressed up.
Mm.
I can't see it. They don't stream it. They don't.
Right.
My kids are growing up. I don't like it. I dropped my son off at a dance last night. It's our middle school dance. And I'm like, why are all the kids so old?
Yeah, right.
Like, these are adults.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how did they all grow up? They were little beanpole kids. And now they're, it's ridiculous.
It's wild. All right, let's talk a little
bit about... That's scarier than anything on Halloween.
A business out in Wayne County became concerned about loss of money. And the district manager now of Vinny's Original Brooklyn Bagels. This is in Wayne County.
Good place,
the
by the way.
The owner told state police... Is it? Okay, great.
Very
awesome.
Good.
The owners told state police that they caught their manager... on surveillance video, taking cash from the register in Holly, their shop in Holly. They have three locations. They believe that she may have stolen from all three of the shops. She is the district manager. A 45-year-old woman, Jennifer Villani, is accused. They say that she would ring up customers, collect the money, delete the transaction, and then keep the cash. And the police affidavit says there are several ways that she was caught. At the three sites. They say in Honesdale, she was taking money from underneath the register's change drawer, adding it to the tips and then placing it in her pocket. Oh, my gosh. Then also placing some of the money in a bag in preparation for a deposit, but also adding some of the money to the tips and putting it in her pocket. I guess the owner also provided their records from the point of sale. This was going on from January through September. And they say she opened that register 3,400 times without recording a sale.
Oh.
So right now, records are totaling the amount stolen to $25,000+. But
my God,
they are still looking at footage and they are saying that it's possible she could have stolen as much as $50,000. That's wild. So they've talked to a number of the employees. Some say they noticed she would leave the register open or not cash it out. She would use others' personal logins. So she's facing a charge of theft. But again, wow. You hope that you hire someone that you can trust.
Your trust isn't enough anymore, though. You have to not only trust them, but also kind of like sneak around and look to see what they're doing. You have to surveil what they're doing.
I'm going to guess the surveillance probably, you know, when you start to see that the money isn't adding up. I mean, that's a lot of money to be missing from your coffers. Like most business owners have kind of an idea of where they should be at.
How many years did they say it was? They think it was happening
for? Well, it was happening January through September.
That's a short amount of time for that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And again, this whole, how do you think that it won't be found out? We've talked about this before. You know, the thought process, I guess, is sometimes you take a little and no one notices, and then you take a little more and you just can't help yourself.
Yeah, I mean, probably. I mean, the reality is they probably aren't going to be watching you all the time, and they may not be watching you when you're doing it, but eventually they'll watch and they'll catch.
Here's what you do. You do what this business owner did. Very smart. Everyone's under surveillance when they're working at your cash register. You know, that's just the way it has to be. You need to have that in place.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I don't know how many neighborhoods still have people trick-or-treating. I'm sure there's still a bunch. Some of you, it's a joy. I know people who say they love to do this. They get lots of candy. They love to see the kids. It's a lot of fun. And then you have other people who just say, I turn off the lights and I go watch a TV show in my room. You know, I'm way beyond the whole trick-or-treating thing. Look, coming up, as usual, is the Wyoming Valley Veterans Parade. And this year, the parade is that weekend prior. You know, a veterans parade will not, though, this year, have an active military presence because of the federal government shutdown. So they are hoping to fill the void with non-active, you know, veterans.
Plenty.
It will not have any active military members this year. So there was a story in the Times Leader where they said people come out to see our active duty personnel in the parade. We wanted to make it special because it's our 80th annual. So this is the 80th that they've done. They say we always rally around our troops, try to get things done. I think this Veterans Day parade in the committee, they're going to get it done in a way you've never seen before, according to Representative Brenda Pugh. She's from the 120th District. So the parade committee is asking veterans in the area to help fill in the void, since there won't be any active duty military. They say they can contact their Facebook page at Wyoming Valley Veterans Day Parade Committee. So they say it's to honor our country. It's also our veterans who sacrifice for the country. And the parade falls November 9th this year. Veterans Day is on November 11th. So if you want to help out, if you're a veteran who would like to take part, Again, go to the Wyoming Valley Veterans Day Parade Committee page. Who knows? Maybe the government shutdown will end by then. There are some words this morning. I mean, we know the president has come out to say on a Truth Social post, he wants the Senate to scrap the filibuster to end the government shutdown. That has been an option all along that some people have said, look, if you are hell-bent on putting this budget through with and including all these cuts to the subsidies that are going to cause the ACA marketplaces to soar, they could have at any time scrapped the filibuster, which they have done in other situations. So now it looks like the president is saying they should do that to end the shutdown. I'm starting to wonder, knowing this has been an option all along, if he is reading the tea leaves. There have been a number of stories, especially with Senate Republicans, where behind the scenes, they were trying to come to some kind of an agreement to, move forward. And is this kind of a saving face thing for the president to go, hey, just, scrap it? It doesn't take care of the problem with the health insurance marketplaces.
No.
Those are still going to go up. But it would end this whole issue over SNAP, even though there's quite a bit of money in contingency funds to keep SNAP going. The president, who has said we're going to pay the military, and he's trying to come up with money and helping Argentina. But when it comes to people that are struggling to make ends meet and who need help with food assistance, he hasn't been so generous to help them. So will this be the, is this what he say? Will they follow his lead? President says Senate Republicans should scrap the filibuster. They then don't need any Democrats, just as they didn't when they put it together and didn't ask for their input. So I wonder if they'll follow through on that. What do you think? Should they?
Oh, they should. I mean, they should be doing whatever they can do to make something happen.
Because now there are Republicans who say we don't want to do that because obviously if Democrats regain power, there are big elections next year, then they don't need to utilize any help from the Republicans either.
I think at this point, it's almost like a divorced couple that hates each other. Americans are their kids. You got to do what's right for the children at this point. Put aside your differences. Figure this crap out.
You're going to have to figure out the health care problem.
Well, there's that, too.
You're going to have to figure that out. This doesn't take care
of
that.
Things are compounding.
Now it will also put the rubber to the road. Will they actually work on that problem like they've promised to or not? Let's get to Joe Snedeker, Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist, with the forecast into Halloween weekend. From our meteorologist, the SNED.
Hi, folks. Happy Friday. Not just any Friday. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, but Halloween and payday. And how about this? The latest sunrise of the whole year is happening today and tomorrow, 7:33. Clocks go back this weekend. Sun will be coming up at 6:35, I believe. And then even by like Christmas time in early January, it's coming back up at 7:30, but not 7:33 like today. That's a Halloween treat for you there, brothers and sisters. So enjoy a cold wind today. Peeps of sun, clouds, and a few scattered showers. Saturday, partly sunny to cloudy, a sprinkle, about 53. Sunday's looking good. Nice and sunny and high temperatures near 57. Should stay dry into Monday until later in the day and night. We get some scattered showers, but mid to upper 50s into next week and no big weather makers. The rest, my friend, that's up to you. Make it a good weekend.
I will.
All right. So if you have YouTube TV, you are missing a whole bunch of channels right now. YouTube TV and the Walt Disney Company have not reached an agreement with a contract for streaming. So as of like 12 o'clock this morning, ABC and ESPN, along with more than 20 channels, have been removed from Google's YouTube TV. So when we say ABC, we're talking your local affiliate.
Yeah, WNEP is gone from YouTube TV right now.
Also gone, Disney Channel, FX, National Geographic, and Freeform. According to the platform on social media, Google, we're talking YouTube. Despite our best efforts, we have not been able to reach a fair deal. And starting today, Disney programming will not be available on YouTube TV. Now, in addition to ABC and ESPN, which features SEC football, Disney content recordings are also being removed from YouTube TV. So they have not come to a distribution agreement. That's going to be something if people can't watch their football games. I know people will freak out.
Yeah.
On Thursday, YouTube was arguing that Disney had used the threat of a blackout as a negotiating tactic to force deal terms that they said would raise the prices on their consumers. So we will not agree to terms that disadvantage our members while benefiting Disney's own live TV products, is what YouTube said. So you're not going to be able to get WNEP, which means you won't get some of those SEC games, and certainly not your local news if you like to watch it. It's going to cause a lot of people to be pretty upset. ESPN, as we mentioned as well, which has so many sporting events on there as well. How long will this thing go? Because I don't, you know, it's very easy now to change a platform like that.
Right.
In the past, when you might have like a dish on your home. So let's say like I used to be DirecTV for how long. One of the things that would pretty much give me pause to cancel at that time was then I've got to get, like, if it were Dish Network instead, you got to get someone to come out, put the dish up. You know how it goes.
It's like changing a light bulb now.
Yeah. Now it's as simple as I got to just go to my account. And when I go under my subscription and hit cancel, and then you could pick another one up in no time. So I'm sure this will probably be very helpful to Hulu, right?
Yeah.
Or what is there? Sling? There's all, you know, different ones.
I mean, Hulu and YouTube TV, I think, are the best ones.
Me too. I think so.
As far as most popular goes. And I think YouTube TV, from what the last stats I saw, I think it's close to double what Hulu had. Mm-hmm. But Hulu's trying to catch up now with that merger with Fubo.
Now, I'm sure with some of the, you know, newer TVs, there you're able to get your local affiliates if you're within so
well,
close.
Sure. In
but
theory,
it's not
you
the
can.
Same. Right.
I think I'm somewhat technically savvy. I've never been able to, maybe once, I've been able to pull an HD signal somewhere. I don't know.
You might be able to. That's a problem for them. And it'll be interesting to see, especially as we're heading into a weekend, as we mentioned, with, you know, big sporting events going on. And like we mentioned, the SEC football is going to be a huge one.
If I'm Hulu and Disney right now, I find a way to just take the local channels and make them free on Hulu while this is going on.
Oh,
to,
be yeah.
like, to let people sample your system. It seems like, you know, hey, well, we got you covered. They
or
can do
you
it.
Can do something like introductory offer for X amount of dollars.
Nah,
something
like,
very cheap.
Sorry, I don't want to do any money involved. I just want to watch them while I can.
Yeah.
I'm cheap.
Never know. Do you have YouTube TV? How do you feel about this thing? Are you going to hang through or are you canceling? I'm really curious because, again, it's Friday. If a deal doesn't come down, I would be believed by this evening because of popular shows and other things that people will have with a weekend where people might have get-togethers or want to sit down and watch certain shows. I have a feeling they're going to see a lot of cancellations. What kind of a router do you have in your home? Because there's one very popular brand that is actually being discussed as possibly being banned. So I'm looking at a story from CNET.com, and they do a lot of
trusted
tech
computer
stuff,
news.
Very
and stuff,
much
yeah.
so. A possible ban on TP-Link routers, which is one of the most popular brands in the country, is now gaining momentum. More than half a dozen federal departments and agencies now back a possible ban, according to a Washington Post report. And it's all about national security risks stemming from TP-Link's ties to China. So it is gaining interagency approval. And when I look at this report here, they say that TP-Link is a dominant force in the U.S. router market since the pandemic. It grew from 20% of sales in 2019 to about 65% this year. That's huge. And they also say that they are investigating the Justice Department, the Antitrust Division, whether TP-Link has engaged in what they call predatory pricing tactics by artificially lowering the prices to muscle out
right.
the competition. And it's funny because CNET says, you know, we have several of their models on their list of the best Wi-Fi routers that you will find. When I go to get things that are tech, I go to these places a lot of times and go, hey, what do they think? Right. Because usually they know. So how worried should you be about your router?
Are they saying that there's a risk? Or are they saying people are afraid there's a risk? Because I feel like a lot of this stuff is like, there's so much from China, and we're always like, oh, it could be a problem.
Yeah.
I feel like it's sometimes
just... Well, here's the thing. One of the authors of a 2023 report that identified a firmware implant in TP-Link routers linked to a Chinese state-sponsoring hacking group. And they say that they have found some similar implants on other router brands manufactured all over the world. So according to this person in the CNET article, said, I wasn't in any rush to replace my own router. Essentially, that's how I still feel today. But they have, you know, talked to some cybersecurity experts. And they say, we've analyzed an astonishing amount of TP-linked firmware. We find stuff, but we find stuff in everything, said someone from the firm NetRise. That said, it is entirely possible that the government is aware of a vulnerability that the public is not. So it's never good. So you just might want to know. They say you can protect it if you're one of the millions who uses the TP-Link router. I guess here's what you can do. Update your login credentials. A shocking amount of router attacks occur because the user never changes the default login credentials.
Well, that's just silly.
Yeah. Use a VPN if you're worried about prying eyes, and turn on your firewall and Wi-Fi encryption.
If you don't know what that is, you probably don't have a TP router.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Update your firmware, and you could also just consider buying a different one. There's always an option for that, too. I love it when Halloween coincides with either a Friday, Saturday, even a Sunday. Because, you know, it's a lot of work if you're in the neighborhood, whether you're trick-or-treating or you're handling the trick-or-treaters. Not handling them, but handling the candy. Let's put
handing
it
that way. Handing them
candy. That's the way
we apologize for anything Nancy may have just accidentally said.
Yes, do not do that. Do not touch anybody. All right.
I just wanted candy.
I just think some of...
Not a lifetime of therapy.
I drove through Dixon City the other day, like a neighborhood in Dixon City, and so many houses had those gigantic skeletons and like Frankensteins and vampires and Grim Reapers. They're really cool, but I know if I were a little kid, I might be pooping my pants out there in the middle of it all.
Yeah, I think the first time I saw them, I thought they were really cool. And I just see so many of them.
Yeah.
And people have made them look cute at times that I'm not. The Grim Reapers, that's hard to make that lovable. The skeleton, though. They've found a way to take these giant skeletons and turn them adorable. Hey, the local team's in the playoffs. In the they can put a Penn State jersey on your skeleton, makes it seem a little less scary.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's a big guy. I wish we could get him in the game. He might do well. But yeah, Halloween today. I'm excited.
Yeah. And now for some of you, you've gotten a little bit of a scare if you were a YouTube TV customer. We mentioned before the break, a few of you have texted us. One said they have already canceled their YouTube subscription and moved over to Hulu this morning.
Really?
That's because Disney and YouTube have not come to an agreement about the cost. So there will be no ABC, meaning no WNEP. That also means SEC football is going to be happening this weekend. Also, there's a bunch of other channels. No ESPN.
No.
Either. And that's going to cause quite a problem out there. And who knows? Maybe they'll get it together. But it's so easy to hit cancel and pick up another subscription service. We're just letting you know it's not just your TV if you notice that. And by the way, if you have stuff that you've saved, you know, shows that you DVR, as we call it, and watch them back.
They're gone.
If they're from their network channels, they're gone now. You said you looked into yours and the ones that you had.
I record a lot. I record like almost all of the local news just to have it in case I want to watch it. Watch a couple of ABC shows, all just gone.
Right.
It's like, oh, we're aware that's a show, but you're not going to watch it here. Right. Thanks, customer.
Right.
You like High Potential? It's the number one show in America. You can't watch it here, but that's a picture of the star.
Right.
There's nothing else you could do.
So what are you going to do? If you have YouTube TV, maybe you say, oh, I'll hang in there for a little while. I do think they're going to see a whole bunch of people dropping that service and it'll go over to Hulu, which Disney and ABC is all a big part of anyway. So
if this were to last another week, which I can't imagine, usually these at the last second, they come up with some sort of deal. This one's strange in the fact that like I didn't even take it seriously. They'd warned us about this. I didn't take it seriously because they usually come up with an agreement. It'll be much more real come this time next week if it's still happening, because this week's Monday Night Football game is Arizona at Dallas. Mm-hmm. Not, I mean, maybe there's a lot of Cowboy fans.
Oh, the week after, fantasy football people.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but you're looking at.
The week after is Philly. It's the Eagles and the Packers.
Ooh, so that's going to be a big
You don't
want
to upset Philly fans.
Right, because the Eagles this weekend, by the way, there's a bye. So they got a little break there. Did you see where people are talking about trade rumors again? We're getting to a deadline soon.
I keep hearing that. And look, for his sake, from a humanitarian point of view as a Cleveland Browns fan, I've heard rumors.
Okay, yeah. So let's tell them what we're talking about. Miles Garrett.
Yeah,
right?
There's a rumor going around that the Cleveland Browns are considering trading Miles Garrett to the Eagles to make that killer.
And I think it would be like, I'm seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 first round draft picks.
So. I hate to be. I would love to see 3 first round picks.
Of course, you would.
Well, but he's like the guy. He has the most sacks of anybody before the age of 30. Mm-hmm. He had 5 sacks this past week.
Right,
and he's the only he's a sweetheart of a guy. Like, he's a soft spoken, poetry loving guy who loves to take pictures. Except on the field, he'll rip your head off. Right. And it is a real interesting transition, and I think fans would absolutely love him.
But Cleveland supposedly has no desire to swap, but sometimes they say that because they really want to get you to pony up.
Yeah, I don't want to see Miles Garrett go. I'd be happy to see him have a chance to win something because he's so good.
Right.
They also, by the way, just for history, they also said, we're out of the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. And then a week later, I was relieved. I didn't want him to begin with. And they traded for him.
So there you go.
So now they're just trying to fix all their mistakes. But why not take the best player? Give him away.
Well, you're not giving him away if you're getting those picks,
right,
too.
So you better
get
something.
What's he doing for you right now? That's the season.
He's giving me something to watch for.
You mean something to believe in.
Something to watch for.
Yeah.
Without him, what is it?
Yeah. All right. So with Halloween upon us, Hollywood is having a scary Halloween. You might say, why? Well, domestic box office revenue for this month will come in at the worst number in 27 years. Now, they're excluding October 2020, the heart of the COVID-19 pandemic, because it's kind of hard to compare to that. That was such a different situation.
Right.
But it's going to be at $425 million. Again, that's people going to the movies, the worst showing in 27 years. The last time it was this low was 1997. So what's going on? Programming October, aside from Halloween-themed releases, was historically a chance for studios and the independent distributors to take breathers following a summer blockbuster season. I'm looking at the Hollywood Reporter, and prepare for the year-end holidays. They say the calendar got crowded around the year-end holidays. Studios were relying on off-peak months and began opening higher-profile films in October. So we heard about, you know, successes back in 2018. Also, A Star is Born hit the reboot of Halloween that same year as well.
Yeah.
So what happened this time? They say not enough product because of ongoing production delays left over from labor strikes. Also, they say it was a terrible August and a weak September. Do you think it could be that it's also expensive?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like they're missing two obvious things. I saw someone put up a meme and they said, it just said, what's the real reason you don't go to the movies? Ticket prices or the food prices? And they were saying the food prices are outrageous. I've always thought that they benefit the theaters to lower the ticket prices and work out with, because they can make their money back on the food.
The food, right. Well, they say the titles, though, in October also did not resonate. Disney's long-awaited Tron Ares is the month's top earner, but only brought in $63 million domestically. They say that's the lowest showing for the top film launching in October since DreamWorks' Wallace and Gromit movie back in 2005. A big miss also was Dwayne Johnson in The Smashing Machine. That one did not do well. What they were hoping to anyway. Also, they say if it weren't for the official release party of A Showgirl, that Taylor Swift 11th hour theatrical event.
Not even a real movie.
Things would have been worse without it. So that actually brought them to a number, even at the worst it's ever been. But still, that was their saving grace, was something that was pretty much, a last minute plan.
A couple things. The Tron movies. I remember when the first one came out, like I feel like they want Tron to be the biggest movie in the world, and it's never been the biggest movie in the world. It's sometimes the biggest movie at the time, mm-hmm. which is so different. But if you look at some of the other movies that have come out, the Dwayne Johnson movie, rave reviews for his performance. Some people are saying he could win an Oscar for this role.
Right.
But if you think of Dwayne Johnson movies, action movies, you see the trailers and he's a fighter, but then you go see the movie and it's this emotional roller coaster of a guy dealing with, like, I believe it's mental health and drug and alcohol problems. And then the Bruce Springsteen movie, same thing. You want Born in the USA and you get this like sad tale, this is slow moving, and it's right. not, the movies don't match the expectations.
Yeah. Now what's going to be coming up? They're hoping for a strong November and December, but they say there's a Thanksgiving marquee along with Christmas titles like James Cameron's Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Another one. All right.
The next SpongeBob movie on December the 19th.
Attention, pot smokers.
There's also potential in Christmas titles Anacondas and awards player Marty Supreme with a cast led by Timothy Chalamet. Who's the big, you know, hot thing right now?
He seems so down to earth, but his name is the snootiest sounding name in the world.
Timothy.
Like, everything I've seen in an interview, he seems like just like, oh, like he'd hang out and just have a beer with friends.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be stars, but his name, Timothy Chalamet.
So it sounds sexy, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Football is in the air. It's this Friday on Halloween of all times, 8:26 at WILK, 48 degrees. We have EJ with us this morning to talk high school football. Hi, EJ.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I think I'm losing my voice, so you'll have to excuse me.
Yeah, but. Well, you're going to have to pick it up. It's important in this thing. We can't.
You got 4 minutes left and let it die.
Just. Right after that. It's going to be a windy game for, the games tonight. One of the big games people will be watching, number 3 Dunmore at number 2 Riverside this evening.
I mean, this is a fantastic game, and we saw this game earlier at the beginning of the year. And keep a note, folks, this is all playoffs. You lose, you're out. That's over. So, and honestly, Riverside won this one. They just barely squeaked it out. But I have a reason to believe, after taking a beating from Trail last week, that they might be a little bit down. Dunmore has kind of turned the jets on. This could be a very interesting game, to say the least.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah. That's a good one. A really good one. All right. Some of the other games to watch. We've got number 4, Hanover Area, at number 1, Berwick. An undefeated Berwick.
Yes, Berwick is undefeated. And the reason that I put this game and highlighted it was because Hanover Area has played some complimentary football. And you're going to hear that term a lot. Because, I mean, just last season, they were barely able to scrape together 2 to 3 wins. Now they're at 6. They've got many offensive weapons. And they had a shot at Berwick. And for about a half of that game, they made it very competitive. So is that going to change, or is it even that they're going to win and maybe they just give Berwick a hard time and right. affect Berwick later in the playoffs?
And that's the 3A.
That this is key.
Yeah, that's the 3A. We're looking at all playoff games. So in the 5A, there's number 3 Delaware Valley at number 2 Pittston Area tonight.
Yes, and that's the game that I'm going to. And the reason that I chose to go to this game is because this is a very interesting matchup in two aspects. One, two of the most powerful offenses in the entire district. And two, there's some story behind this because the last time Pittston made the playoffs was 2023. And it was Pittston's first home playoff game since 2002. And Delaware Valley was the team they played. And Delaware Valley was the team who sent them home and shocked everybody in the first round. We have a mirror image of that game here today. And I'm very interested to see kind of how both of these offenses fight against each other. They have some of the best running game. I mean, Brody Spindler from Pittston might be one of the best running backs I've seen in the last 5 years. Wow. And he's got quite the tough task tonight against Delaware Valley, for sure.
4A, number 3, Dallas at number 2, Valley View.
This is going to be a dogfight, guys. I mean, so when these two teams fight in the playoffs, it's usually a great game. But let me tell you this much. Dallas has played some complimentary football. They have rattled off 4 straight Valley View has kind of hung in there, 6-4, not exactly the season you were hoping for, especially with the roster, but nonetheless, you have a home game. These two teams fight each other. They have, I mean, even when I went to school years ago, they were facing each other in the playoffs. This is an instant classic. It always is. And can Dallas pull the upset? They just have a hard time, but I have a reason to believe they might win on the road this time.
Awesome. I want to mention some of the other games this evening because we're not going to have a lot of time, obviously, left to talk about it. But we've got 6A, number 3, Scranton at number 2, Williamsport. There's 3A, number 3, Scranton Prep at number 2, Wyoming Area. These are big games. Also, 1A, number 4, Nativity BVM at Lackawanna Trail. There's Holy Redeemer in 2A at Lakeland. And number 4, Hazleton at number 1, Wilkes-Barre as well. So all of those games should be interesting. Any one that you want to talk about in particular?
Honestly, I did want to mention 1A, like you had said, number 4, Nativity BVM versus number 1, Lackawanna Trail. So we saw Trail. I sent one of our guys up to Trail, and he reported back, and I've looked and watched film. I think Trail is going to do some serious damage. And if you look at the 1A bracket at the local level, they share with district, I believe it's District 11 in Allentown. And looking at the bracket here, if they do beat Nativity BVM, which I believe they should, they would play the winner of Marion Catholic and Tri-Valley. And the reason I say that that's a little interesting is because Marion Catholic has caused some problems in the playoffs, and if Trail gets past Marion Catholic, and they're cooking right now, they've got a really good shot to make it to state.
That's pretty awesome.
Very serious. People don't talk about it enough because it's 1A and it's small.
Right.
They have a very good shot.
Oh, it's a powerhouse place for football. That's for sure. All right. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the football. I know you'll be in heaven doing this. All right.
Weight down your ankles. It's going to be windy, man.
Yeah. Windy. Yes. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
The wow. Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's awesome. Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Lindo Sabatini with us. Happy Halloween.
What's happening?
What's up? You gonna get lots of costumed people tonight?
Probably.
Adults? Like children?
Maybe everybody. I mean, a lot of people coming in.
Yeah.
But we're not handing out free slices of pizza, so.
Well, no, that's, yeah, you got to make your money.
Well, if you give money, that wouldn't be free then. Yeah, yeah. But the same deal. If you bring money in to pay for your food, you can have your food, right?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Of course, they're not changing that
Look,
much.
Halloween on what? A Friday is cool. I love it.
It is. But it's cool, but in a pizza shop. You wish you had regular Friday business. So. No, but it's gonna be a pretty cool day because as far as the restaurant's concerned, a lot of the orders are large because people are having people at their house trick or treat or whatever. Yeah. So we'll get a lot of like 6, 7, 10 pie orders.
Yeah, and then you have the playoffs we were just talking about and all these football games. So I'm sure people will want to have some pizza after that as well. And all this weekend too.
I think West Pittston's going to be crazy tonight.
Yeah,
because they do Halloween Town. It's Halloween and at the same time in the same town you have this big playoff game at Wyoming area. So it's going to be interesting.
My wife and I have been wondering, you know, because Valley View is playing at home where we live, and you have these home games. Are the kids going to go to Halloween parties? Are they going to support their team? Are they going to trick or treat? Like, what's going to happen?
Right.
And then they have the wind, which throws in like the parents like me who go, I don't think it's safe. We should stay in.
My 13-year-old and his friends are planning about doing a hybrid thing. They want to go to the game for a while. And then after they're done with the game, like in their minds, they're going to ditch out and go trick or treating.
Yeah. There were a few years when my son played soccer. The playoffs would be going on around on Halloween. And I remember 2 years when we ended up out in like Wayne County area at games. And during there were a couple games. Yep. So we would go down there and we would trick or treat with her and then get there in time for the game my son would be playing in. So like we would trick or treat in neighborhoods that, you know, she didn't want to be like, why am I stuck here at a soccer game? So
you don't want to ruin one or ignore the other. Yeah.
No, you can't. So
it's kind of a twofer trip.
Right. So we would just be like, we don't know this neighborhood. We're just walking door to door. So anyway, it's going to be a party weekend for people. Adults have taken over Halloween. When we were young, we all talk about, I mean, it was a kid's thing. Mm-hmm. You know, my parents didn't go do parties. Now Halloween is, what is it? The number two celebrated holiday that people spend money on.
But watch your back. Watch your back, Christmas. Halloween is coming.
I hope none of the guys in the kitchen are listening to this. I'm a little nervous, though, because nobody asked for it off. So I just don't know if they didn't realize it was Halloween. They're not going to show up.
Oh, well, that would not be good.
But not one person asked for it off, which normally I get like.
Yeah, but everybody they have a whole weekend, so they could, you know, do something on Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
So I even think a lot of that, you're getting nervous. Don't screw me on this holiday.
Well, it's kind of like, I think it's like that for some of the big haunted attractions. They're almost all of them are open at least on Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. So even though it's past.
Right.
So I think maybe these, you know, you will only hire great people. They're going to be there.
So Jason, how long are you doing this show? How long are you on the beer show?
I don't even know anymore.
Is it 2021?
I honestly, I've looked, I have no recollection.
I think it's 2021.
Thank you.
He's been pretending to be a beer expert now for 4 years.
No way. No, I'm not.
All right. Well, this might be the first time in 4 years that you picked today's beer.
Is this because of your Facebook post?
And you said you wanted to drink Cape May mop water.
Yeah,
so I don't have to play the game.
Right.
I don't have to play the game that what are we drinking? What do you taste? Because you know it. As you said, we're drinking mop water.
Yes.
Mop water.
Okay.
Tell me they didn't take a
check it out.
Yeast actually, off of a mop.
I don't know. There's a mop. And mop water.
Each beer has a story. They're like, well, one time Brian dropped a can of something and we had to sweep up and it wasn't enough.
We had
to get
something. Remember the beer we had where they got the yeast off someone's beard?
Yeah.
So, dear Lord in heaven, I don't know what. I think that's still worse than mop water.
That's Rogue Brewery. They took John Mayer's the John Meyer is the brewer, and they did viable yeast samples until they were able to brew out of his
beer.
If
they took guitar player John Mayer with his history,
no,
with
not
women,
him.
They would have been shut down.
No.
I like Cape May Brewing. They have one of my favorite beers, and I don't pretend to be a beer expert, but I appreciate what they can do with it. They have it's called Cranberry Bog, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite beers ever.
Okay.
That's not lime. I like a lot of lime beers. I saw this and I'm like, ooh, Cape May Brewing.
So it was the Cape May.
Yeah. But then I went, mop water?
None of us have tried this yet, right? Nancy, have you tried it yet?
I sniffed it.
Okay,
I'm nervous because it feels like a prank.
I don't care. It's still a terrible name for a beer. I'm going to say it. Yeah. I try not to say negative things about it, but about beers, but you really want a can of mop water?
I know. It sounds weird. Yeah. Like, why?
Well, according to the can, it says that Cape May Brewing Company's chief mop man mandated a beer brewed with cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, allspice, and a SH blank load of real vanilla.
Oh.
So why didn't they just call it that?
I don't know.
But I feel like this would be like having a beer called Storm Runoff. It's like, ugh, it doesn't really sound appetizing or taste. Combining
these spices with the flavors of German malts creates a brown ale perfect for cool autumn evenings and bitter winter nights. And I guess what? I read that without my glasses.
Put them on already. You're trying not to. Trying to like fight the inevitable.
Still fighting it.
Did you try it, Nancy?
I did.
I just tried it as well. Linda's trying it right now.
I can taste those.
There are a lot of flavors. This feels like they did the thing where they poured a bunch of different beers into a cup and wanted to see how it tasted like.
It's good. But
it's a lot.
It almost feels like they're trying to keep the pumpkin season going.
Right,
longer.
right. Because of the little spicy. I think it's good, though.
I don't know. Doesn't it feel like they poured a couple different beers into this and just said.
No. It's. I'm not being negative by saying
this. None of us are giving it an enthusiastic thumbs up. But it's we're at a loss for words.
It's good. It's almost like spice soup.
Spice soup. Yeah. Yes. Because there's a bunch of different flavors.
It's super popular. A lot of people have been asking me for this for the last couple of years. It's the first time it's been in the market. As soon as I saw that it was available, we put it out on Facebook so people knew it was here. It's good. I mean, this is going to be great tonight if somebody needs a beer to walk around West Pittston with while they're trick-or-treating.
Okay.
Or if you're in somebody's yard, this would be a great one.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, while I am drinking this and we're talking, I feel it like settling in my chest, and I really like the way it feels.
Well, like, there's that too. It's a little stronger. It's 7.3% alcohol.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
So it really is a late fall, early winter.
So walking around is better than driving. Do not drive.
And I don't know how long have they had this beer for? A couple years,
yeah.
I was going to say like 5 minutes.
It is, no, not us, the company. I think the name is horrific. However, it's a marketing, it's genius.
Well, you're
from
saying
a marketing.
People love it too.
Right,
well,
yeah. But
when I was in Belgium, I'm walking by a beer store, right? And I look in the window and there was a can of beer and it was called Urine.
Oh, okay.
Urine. It made me stop. I turned around. I walked in. I bought a can of urine.
It stands out.
I had to see, like, why would somebody name the beer this? And
right.
And it forced me to buy the beer because I needed a picture.
Well, if it's compelling, the number one thing you want is someone to purchase it. So,
So mop water
works.
I mean, the name is the name got it on the show alone.
Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely. So I think it catches. I think it gets people. I think I would buy merchandise with that on there quickly about the urine beer.
Yeah.
Instead of like a 1 to 10 scale, do an A through P scale. A is the best beer. P is the worst. How would you rate urine?
It was a 2.
No, urine.
I know.
I'm making pee-pee jokes here.
I got it. It was not a really good beer. If A was the worst, it was a B.
I have to say, I just took a huge swing and missed wildly.
It's all right. And we were going to just let it go. But
I just
want to
point out that I know I failed that one, but that's okay. I tried.
I'm in a good mood. I don't want to bring you down.
No, it's okay. I'll take that one on the chin. It's done.
Yeah, so this is good. And you said this is the first time that you've had it
It's
here?
The first time it's been available in this market. And it will be coming up on draft as well. And as I'm drinking it, it was 8:30 something in the morning, and you know, your first sip of beer was at 8:30 something in the morning.
Besides that, all morning, so
yeah, and then that spice hit me. If I was drinking a pumpkin coffee coming in, this might have been an easier transition. But right. Now my mouth is used to it, and it's mm-hmm. It's kind of growing on me.
It is. It's good.
I can't. Yeah, it's strange.
It's cans, right? You've got cans. This is
cans.
What it is.
Yeah, 12 ounce cans with the mop on.
Look
it.
For the mop yeah. in the bucket.
Only opportunity missed. Serve it in buckets. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it's a mop.
It's not a bad idea. If you have little buckets.
Little buckets. Yeah, see, that one's not bad. It's not a joke. I'm just saying, like,
whittle buckets.
Whittle.
All right. Well, I like it. I do like it.
I can't believe I like it. It's weird. Like,
Listen, just be careful.
I knew it had to be.
It's delicious.
I knew it had to be kind of good because so many people have asked me for it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you've got demand for it.
You know what the thing is? I think I sometimes don't know what I'm tasting until you say, oh, it's this. My brain needs direction. Like, what am I tasting? Because I know it's not mop water.
Fire cinnamon stick in this thing.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yummy. Well, it's Cape May Brewing. Mop water. It's available now?
Yeah, we have
it. And you will have it on draft at some point. But
say it again. I think it's funny.
What? Cape May Brewing mop water. Mop water. Look for the mop and bucket, folks, on the front of the can. Have a great Halloween. And are you cheering on any one team, or do you have to stay unbiased, or you can...
For high school?
For high school football.
Take a stand, man.
If I didn't say Wyoming area, my entire family would throw me out of the house.
All right, there you go.
But do you want to be alone?
No. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah. If that's the goal, you know you're out, you know your exit plan.
I didn't think of it that way. Let's go prep.
The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and Crowlers, 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. The Friday Beer Buzz. Bringing good beers, mop water, and people together. There is some breaking news. The FBI is saying they prevented a potential Halloween terror attack. We got details on that in just a moment. But first, here's Joe Snedeker.
Hi, folks. Happy Friday. Not just any Friday. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, but Halloween and payday. And how about this? The latest sunrise of the whole year is happening today and tomorrow, 7:33. Clocks go back this weekend. Sun will be coming up at 6:35, I believe. And then even by like Christmas time in early January, it's coming back up at 7:30, but not 7:33 like today. That's a Halloween treat for you there, brothers and sisters. So enjoy a cold wind today. Peeps of sun, clouds, and a few scattered showers. Saturday, partly sunny to cloudy, a sprinkle, about 53. Sunday's looking good. Nice and sunny and high temperatures near 57. Should stay dry into Monday until later in the day and night. We get some scattered showers, but mid to upper 50s into next week and no big weather makers. The rest, my friend, that's up to you. Make it a good weekend.
Oh, we'll make it a great one. All right. 47 degrees and cloudy at your official weather station, WILK. The FBI says it has prevented a potential terror attack. They have arrested several people in Michigan that they say were allegedly plotting a violent act over Halloween weekend. We're still waiting to get more details about the suspects, the plans. The nature of the threat hasn't been made public yet. The FBI has not released any information. The Dearborn Police Department posted on Facebook. They said the Dearborn Police Department has been made aware that the FBI conducted operations in the city earlier this morning. We want to assure our residents there is no threat to the community at this time. It's unclear if those two incidents are related, but big splashy headline details still, I guess. We're waiting on. It is 8:53 at WILK. 47 degrees. We're kind of closing on out here on this Halloween morning. We're going to do the Friday Beer Buzz next.
No. The Friday.
I'm sorry. What am I doing? On this day and the celebrity birthday game.
That beer was strong, apparently.
I was doing our chapters. If you have the Odyssey Rewind app, and I have to, I have a delay, so I was just typing in the Beer Buzz.
Hilarious.
I had what you call a little like interruption there or a brain fart. Is
that's
the non-professional medical term. Quickly, just want to mention before we get to our celebrity birthday game. On this day, this was a tragic day, 1999, Egypt Air Flight 990 crashed off the Massachusetts coast, killed all 217 people aboard. Although U.S. authorities believe the plane's co-pilot intentionally brought it down, remember that? Egypt has refused to accept that explanation. So what was it?
Yeah.
Really sad.
That's a horrible
one. I remember that day. All right, let us play this game.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
All right. Guessing the birthday ages within 2 years, it's considered a win. Jason, Jane Pauley, newscaster, former Today Show host.
She's got to be up there. I'm going to say she's 80.
She is 75.
Ooh, yeah. Sorry, Ms. Pauley.
Rob Schneider. Deuce Bigelow.
Making copies. Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider is 58.
62.
Ooh.
Remember this one? I remember from the front of the Enquirer or the Star magazine. Deidre Hall, actress, Days of Our Lives.
Deidre Hall. From Hall and Oates, I believe.
No.
Okay. I have no idea. 50.
78. What are you talking about?
I have no idea who that is.
You really don't. Look her up. Short hair, blonde. You'd know where to see her. Soap operas, again, Days of Our Lives. Did you find it?
Yeah, I don't recognize her.
Dan Rather, former news anchor. Not just Jane Pauley, but Dan Rather, celebrating a birthday.
Never heard of him either. Now, keep lying about things. I did that with Time Warp. Liar. Dan Rather, he's probably like 85 now.
He is 94.
No, he's not. Is he really?
He's 94.
How
still
did
kicking.
That happened. Wow.
And Vanilla Ice has a birthday. Ice Ice Baby. I guess he loves that name now.
I think he's back. Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
Do you know his real name?
Robert Van Winkle.
You
is that right?
Got it.
Yeah, because we're bros. And I know a lot of silly stuff like that. He is 59.
He is 58. So you did well.
Do. There you go.
All right. Okay, if it's your birthday on Halloween, boy, you lucky dog. That's a great birthday. Everybody celebrates with you.
The whole world's out partying. Yeah, whatever.
I'm really jealous, though, if your anniversary is today, because I've often said I would have loved to do a Halloween wedding, have character costumes. The party would be just a real pip, don't you think? So a pip. That takes me back to the 80s. All right. So
bobbing for apples at the ceremony.
Happy anniversary if you're celebrating today. I'm very jealous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.